to see who gets that. So,
all right. Very good. We got Father Eugene Morris is the voice you're hearing along with me here in the studio. And on the phone with us is Roy Shulman. He is a convert from the Jewish faith to Catholicism and author of a book that is, taken the literary world by storm. It's called Salvation is from the Jews. Roy, thanks for coming on board with us for a minute.
It's my pleasure. What a wonderful cause.
Say hi to Father Morris here.
Hello, Father.
Roy, how are you?
Good.
Good.
Good. Roy, We wanted to bring you on board for a few minutes just to talk about your book, of course, and your conversion and the work that you're doing, but also about Catholic radio. Let's start off with just a brief introduction to yourself and your journey into Catholicism.
Well, I was born and raised Jewish, quite devout Jewish. My parents were both German-Jewish Holocaust refugees. And I had a kind of scientific nature, went to MIT, lost most of my faith. You know, in the scientific evolution-based environment of MIT, went to Harvard Business School, became kind of a fast-track yuppie. And when God yanked me off my horse, I was about a 30-year-old professor at Harvard Business School, was walking in nature early one morning, and I received the singular grace of finding myself immediately aware of being in the presence of God and looking back over my life as though I had died and was looking back at my life in the presence of God after death. And I immediately saw everything that I would wish I had done differently. But praise God, I was still alive, so I had a chance to do things over again and do everything differently.
Boy, that would be, I would hate to have that experience in my life. It would be frightening.
No, it's really, really wonderful. Believe me, no, it can't be frightening because you usually don't get a second chance.
That's true. All right, guys, we got $130 phoned in on our way to $5,000 and a matching gift here from Don and Debbie Schlaprizi of Annunciata Parish. They want to make a $5,000 gift to Covenant Network. But first, you who are listening, the blessed ones, the chosen ones right now, this group of listeners, first you've got to help us get to a total of $5,000 phoned in, all the pledges combined, and then it turns into $10,000. 314-752-7000. We've got till the end of this hour, and it's going to go quickly. 877-305-1234. Roy, I mentioned your book, Salvation is from the Jews. That's actually a quote from Scripture.
John 4:22. It's even better. It's a quote from the lips of Jesus himself.
Well, go ahead. What was your purpose in writing the book?
Being Jewish, entering the Catholic Church, all of a sudden I realized that being Jewish was 1,000 times more wonderful than I ever imagined. Because God himself, when he took flesh and became man, became Jewish. The role of the Jews is truly to bring salvation to all of humanity through the incarnation of Christ. And so in my kind of wildest, chauvinistic, Jewish ethnic pride before my conversion, I couldn't dream of just how wonderful it truly was to have been given the gift of being born Jewish. So I want to share that. I want to share that with my Jewish brethren, hoping that it might soften their hearts to recognize the truth of who Jesus was. And also, it also had the effect of opening the eyes of Catholics to recognizing the true importance and significance of Judaism, and also the integral relationship that Judaism and Catholicism aren't two religions, they're one and the same religion. The only difference is before the incarnation of God as man, it was called Judaism, and after the incarnation of God as man, the nature of the sacramental system changed, the nature of the covenant changed, and it became known as Catholicism.
Beautiful.
Roy, when you went through your conversion, did you encounter any resistance from family or friends as you were going through the conversion?
I think the line of Jesus is, as wise as serpents and as gentle as doves. I didn't, because I was serpent-like enough not to tell anyone.
Yes.
I didn't tell anyone for about 3 or 4 years. I didn't tell anyone in my family for about 3 or 4 years.
Yes.
To kind of, soften the ground a little bit so that when I did tell them, they had a little context to put in. They had seen how my life had changed for the better. Mm-hmm. And so it was easier. I mean, they're not happy about it, but it was easier for them to accept.
I think it's a beautiful point you make, that they were able to contextualize it by having witnessed how your life had changed.
That's exactly right. And I made sure that I I pointed that out to them, you know. You might think this is the worst thing in the world, but on the other hand, look at how much nicer I am than I was 4 years ago.
Exactly.
Well, I tell you what, I'm sure you'd agree with this, Roy. You know Rosalind Moss's heart and how she feels about being a fulfilled or a completed Jew as a Catholic. I just see the two of you. You'd make quite a tag team going around the country.
Any time, any place. Nothing I'd like more.
Yes. So, fantastic. Roy, we got a unique opportunity here, and we need those phones to ring off the hook. And as people are getting ready to call in, maybe you can just share some thoughts about the importance of using media like radio to get the Catholic message across.
So I'd love to. As a matter of fact, it ties into what I began talking about, which is that initial experience of looking back over my life as though after death, because what I saw was my greatest regret would be every hour that I had wasted not doing anything of value in the eyes of heaven. Now, think of what Catholic radio does. You can be, you know, driving around doing your errands. You can be dropping off your kids at school. You're listening to Catholic radio. It's even without any effort on your part, it's raising your heart and your mind to God. It's turning that potentially otherwise wasted time into a form of prayer. What better gift than that?
Mm. Roy, I just want to confirm that. I think it's a beautiful way of helping all of our listeners understand how they can participate in ongoing evangelization in ways that oftentimes I think people don't know what they actually can do. And I just think it's beautiful as you describe that for our listening audience.
Yeah, and not to mention if you weren't listening to Catholic radio, you might not only not be doing anything of value, but you might be having your mind filled with negative thoughts from other stations.
Absolutely. I think it's very important. Great point.
And I don't think people realize how much we take in ourselves that does damage to who we are, our minds, our hearts, and our souls. And so, again, these are all just wonderful things for us to reflect on, that what we're doing is not only advancing the cause of evangelization, but in a sense, in a reality, doing something to bolster ourselves, to strengthen the grace that God has given us, so that the grace which does build on nature doesn't find itself, you know, in sandy ground, not being able to take root in our souls.
Absolutely.
Yeah, good point. Phone numbers again in St. Louis, 314-752-7000, or that toll-free line, 877-305-1234. Roy, you're probably a busy guy. We don't want to hold you up too long, but any final closing words you'd like to share with our listeners?
No, except I'm very grateful for what you're doing, very grateful for the chances that you've given me in the past to be on Catholic Radio, and very grateful for the chance to give something back besides my contributions by just trying to encourage people that we're living in a state of warfare, of spiritual warfare, between the good guys and the bad guys. The media is one of the most powerful tools out there, and 99% of it is taken over for the wrong reason, on the wrong side, and here's an opportunity to reclaim that ground and take it over for the good guys, and what better thing to be doing.
Oh, Roy, that is beautiful. This is Bernadette. I run the board here at WRYT Covenant Network, and I just want to extend to you, you speak as you write very beautifully. I'm enjoying your book right now, and I just wanted to say that Covenant Network listeners all over have been calling in requesting your book.
Okay, well, they can order it. It's all over the place. It's in the Catholic bookstores, which may, frankly, always benefit from the business. You can go to my website, which is www.salvationisfromthejews.com, and there are links to different, internet booksellers that carry the book. Ignatius, it's from Ignatius Press, so Ignatius.com carries the book. Amazon.com and all of the big internet booksellers carry the book, and even the mass market bookstores like Barnes & Noble and Borders, sometimes, depending on the region of the country, have the book.
And when you were on Faith and Family Live with Steve Wood, you were very well received there as well. People wanted a copy of that show, so we had to give them information to their website address. So you were a hit there as well. We thank you.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Thanks, Roy.
And I'll continue praying for your fundraising.
Please do. Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless.
All right. Well, great man of God there.
Very much. What a beautiful story, and just wonderful to reflect for us is just how precious faith is, and how grateful or how blessed we are to have our faith in the way the Lord has touched so many different lives, and the grace of God continues. And I loved his image of the spiritual warfare we are, but lest we think that it's a war we're losing, we're not. We're gaining ground every day, and this is one of the greatest tools, one of the greatest weapons in this battle, if you will. And again, our numbers to participate in this wonderful spiritual warfare is a toll free 877-305-1234, 877-305-1234, or from St. Louis, 314-752-7000, 314, and he and I spent a